Welcome to the MTC edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the medullary thyroid cancer community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. We're here in Israel today at Hadassah Hebrew University Medical Center in Jerusalem with Dr. Hagim Mazeh, Chief of Surgery at the Department of Surgery at Hadassah Mount Scopus. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Larry.
Let's start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your work.
Hi, my name is Hagim Mazeh. I'm an endocrine surgeon, and that means that I specialized in endocrine surgery at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, Wisconsin, under Herb Chen and Rebecca Sippel. Endocrine surgery includes surgery of the thyroid, parathyroid, adrenal, and pancreas neuroendocrine tumors. And today we were going to speak about medullary thyroid cancer, which is a very special type of thyroid cancer.
Could you explain, please, the difference between the four types of main types of thyroid cancer and where medullary thyroid cancer is different from the other three types?
The four main types of thyroid cancer are papillary cancer, follicular thyroid cancer, medullary thyroid cancer, and anaplastic thyroid cancer. The first two of them, the papillary and the follicular thyroid cancers, are designated as well-differentiated thyroid cancers. These are the most common cancers, and they carry a very good prognosis in general. And the reason for that is that they're well-differentiated and they uptake iodine and participate in the production of thyroid hormone. The anaplastic thyroid cancer is usually in the elderly, very aggressive cancer, which in multiple cases not resectable at presentation, and those carry a very poor prognosis. Now, medullary thyroid cancer is the third most common thyroid cancer, but it is different than the papillary and the follicular because it does not uptake any iodine. The origin of the medullary thyroid cancer is from a different cell type. It's not from the papillary or follicular. It's the medullary, the C cells, or the parafollicular cells of the thyroid. Those are neuroendocrine cells that produce calcitonin that we can use as a tumor marker.
Would you talk a little bit about the prevalence of thyroid cancer and its various types? And where does medullary thyroid cancer come in terms of how common is it or how rare is it?
There is a difference among countries, different countries, for the incidence of medullary thyroid cancers. But I think that around almost 85 to 90% of the thyroid cancers are, luckily, the well-differentiated ones. Only about 7 to 8 or maybe even 10% is medullary thyroid cancers. And the anaplastic, fortunately, is the least common with less than 1% of the cases.
And for a medullary thyroid cancer, can you talk about therapies and how they've evolved over the years? Is it easier to treat today than it was, let's say, 20 years ago?
This is a very good question, Larry, and thank you for that. I think that the mainstay of treatment of medullary thyroid cancer still includes surgery. Surgical removal of the thyroid gland, along with the involved lymph nodes, and I will elaborate on this in a minute, is the mainstay of treatment of medullary thyroid cancer. First, to complete the workup that is needed in patients with medullary thyroid cancer. And the workup is not only thyroid related, because about 25% of the cases of medullary thyroid cancers are genetic cancers. And we have to do a workup to include some evaluation of the genetic syndromes that are associated with medullary thyroid cancer. And those are MEN2 in specific. And we also have to exclude the concurrent appearance of pheochromocytoma, which is a tumor of the adrenal gland that secretes adrenaline. And we have to rule out the concurrent tumors in order to know which surgery goes first. Because if you have a pheochromocytoma, you go first to have an adrenalectomy. And only then do we treat the thyroid. So this is very important for every patient with medullary thyroid cancer to be evaluated by an endocrinologist who has experience and probably in specialized centers so that the appropriate workup will be done. Also, in medullary thyroid cancer, I usually get a CT scan in most of my patients because medullary and thyroid cancers spread to lymph nodes quite early, much earlier than papillary and follicular. And therefore, I like to know the extent of disease before I start the surgery. Also, I want to rule out distant metastasis to the chest. Another thing that I need to evaluate is the level of calcitonin and CEA before surgery, because those affect the extent of surgery that we currently do.
We keep hearing that thyroid cancer is becoming more common, especially in the United States. Is that also the case here in Israel?
Yes, it is. But I have to emphasize the increase in thyroid cancer that we see is mostly related to the differentiated thyroid cancers. Those are the papillary and the follicular. Those are increased incidence because of multiple reasons. For example, increased use of neck imaging, such as ultrasound and CT, identifications of incidental nodules in the thyroid. I don't think the increase is totally related to medullary thyroid cancer, which is quite stable.
Is there any risk factor involved in medullary thyroid cancer that can be avoided, or is there simply nothing anyone can do to prevent getting it?
Unfortunately, there's nothing that anyone can do to avoid it. However, patients who have familial history of medullary thyroid cancers should be investigated and evaluated by an experienced endocrinologist who can evaluate the risk of developing medullary thyroid cancer.
You mentioned earlier in previous correspondence that children often undergo prophylactic thyroidectomy, which is unique to medullary thyroid cancer. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yes. Medullary thyroid cancer is the only circumstance that where we do a prophylactic thyroidectomy in order to avoid the development of medullary thyroid cancers in patients who we know that will develop medullary thyroid cancer 100% over the years. So patients who have the genetic background evaluated by an endocrinologist and genetic workup, and we know their mutation, their exact mutation, we can now tell the patients that they have a super high increased risk for developing medullary thyroid cancer. And according to the mutation, we now offer them prophylactic surgery in order to avoid the development of medullary thyroid cancer, because we know that the prognosis is much better when we perform prophylactic surgery as opposed to surgery when there is medullary thyroid cancer. Now, this is very interesting because in some of the mutations, we offer surgery by the first year of life. These are babies with very small thyroids that we take out their thyroids to prevent developing medullary thyroid cancer. Some mutations we offer surgery at 5 years of age and some at 10.
And that's not done with any other type of thyroid cancer?
No, this is specifically and very unique to medullary thyroid cancer.
How many children have you operated on?
This is an excellent question. I've operated on 5 different children so far. The results are very good. One of them, although it was considered prophylactic, it was done at the age of 3 years, just before the indication for surgery was 5 years. And the baby already had a small, tiny medullary thyroid cancer at the time of surgery.
For adults who have this specific type of thyroid cancer, what's the prognosis in general? And how has that changed over the years?
This is another good question. The prognosis for medullary thyroid cancer, like I said before, is not as good as the other well-differentiated thyroid cancers for several reasons. First of all, well-differentiated thyroid cancers are slow-growing, and medullary thyroid cancer is kind of fast-growing. Second, medullary thyroid cancers tend to spread to lymph nodes at higher rates and to distant metastasis at higher rates than the well-differentiated thyroid cancer. And third, I think that the fact that we have excellent therapy for well-differentiated thyroid cancer, namely the radioactive iodine, this has nothing to do with medullary thyroid cancer. Radioactive iodine is totally ineffective for those types of cancers. And therefore, I think that the prognosis, those three reasons contribute to the prognosis that is a little worse than well-differentiated thyroid cancer.
And that's because those type of cells don't uptake iodine, correct?
Exactly.
I see. That brings me to my next question, and I would like you to talk a little bit about how you've developed a new system for diagnosing thyroid cancer and what relevance that may have to specifically medullary thyroid cancer.
Okay, so my focus of research is on optimizing the diagnosis of thyroid cancer in thyroid biopsies. It turns out to be that many of the thyroid biopsies are inconclusive, what we call indeterminate thyroid biopsies, where the pathologist, cytologist, cannot absolutely tell us whether it's cancer or not. Now, those indeterminate thyroid nodules, we can do molecular testing for them. Current available commercial tests are very expensive and not 100% accurate. What I have investigated is the role of microRNAs, which are small, tiny molecules that evaluate the presence of malignancy at a better accuracy than current molecular testing.
And that includes the kind of testing that's done in the US?
Yes.
So you think that your system can improve upon what's being done right now in American laboratories?
Yes, I think so. We're not there yet. It's far from being commercial as the commercial available tests that are in the US, but maybe one day we'll get there. I want to emphasize that those tests are not for medullary and thyroid cancer, only for well-differentiated thyroid cancer.
So in general, what's your prognosis for development of therapies over time? Does it look like the science is improving? The rate of medullary thyroid cancer seems to be stable, but the life expectancy for patients who are diagnosed with the disease, is it increasing over time?
Not dramatically, no. It is not increasing over time. However, I think that nowadays we are more aware of medullary thyroid cancer. We tailor the appropriate surgery or extent of surgery for the patient by evaluating the extent of disease in the neck, by ultrasound, CT, calcitonin levels before surgery.
Dr. Mazet, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you speaking to us.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.